السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your host Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. Welcome to the Best Versions podcast, where I provide you with awesome tools to help you move from living an average life to an excellent life, bi'idhnillah. Based on my 25 plus years of experience and training in the personal and spiritual development field, I am exceptionally confident that these tools will help you move towards your best version of yourself, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In the last episode, I talked about some dangers of consuming sugar. In fact, I gave you 6 little known reasons for how sugar destroys your body and mind. I sincerely hope that it was immensely helpful and beneficial. Alhamdulillah, based on the feedback I received from you guys, from my listeners, alhamdulillah, most people said that it was truly an eye-opening episode for them. So I'm really grateful that it really helped you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, today my goal is to help you take control of your sugar consumption, to help you curb your sugar consumption, inshallah. Now, I can obviously provide a list of things to do to curb your sugar consumption. I could have titled it like 15 ways to ditch your table sugar or something like that. But I'm not going to do it. Why? Well, you can find this information just by Googling, right? I mean, these are the things you find everywhere. Just Google ways to ditch table sugar and you will find hundreds and thousands and millions of websites, alhamdulillah. So my goal today is actually to provide you with tools that you can use sustainably. It's not just something for a day or two. I really want to help you find a strategy to move forward, inshallah. It's not about some quick hacks, rather about sustainable strategies to curb your sugar consumption for life. Because here's the thing. We all have the ability to do a lot of things in life. It's not the problem. The ability isn't the problem for most people. The problem is that most of us actually lack strategies. And my goal is, inshallah, to equip you with such strategies so that you can, inshallah, move forward in your life. Okay. So in other words, I really want to empower you by providing simple strategies so that you can choose one of them to create sustainable healthy habits around your sugar consumption, inshallah. Now, these strategies are actually simple, but the implementation isn't easy. Just because things are simple doesn't mean that everything is easy. So I need to mention that first and foremost. So while mentioning these strategies, I will, inshallah, try to give as many tips as I can so that you can sustain these strategies for the rest of your life. That's the goal. It's not something a one-time event. I really want to help you create habits around it, create routines around it, so that you become successful in curbing your sugar consumption, inshallah. So these strategies, I'll share 3 strategies today, 3 simple strategies. And I will start with the most challenging to less challenging one, okay? So what's strategy number one? Strategy number one, which is the most challenging one, is go cold turkey. Yes, that is, you abstain from total sugar consumption immediately. Go all in. Basically, you say no to everything that contains added sugar. That's the basic thing, basic rule here. Okay, but going cold turkey means you say no to everything that contains added sugar. And this is certainly the most challenging for most people, you know, because if you look at the things nowadays, whatever you buy, from ketchup to yogurt to everything you buy, or at least every processed food you buy, have some or the other amount of sugar. So it isn't a very easy thing to do, but it is doable. It is doable. In fact, in 2019, I just had this idea of going no sugar at all. I said, okay, this year I'm trying to avoid anything that contains sugar. So alhamdulillah, the whole year, 2019, I could manage, I would say at least 95% of my time during that time was, I avoided sugar for the entire year. Now, was that easy? Well, the first 10 to 20, 30 days, they were pretty hard. As you will go through some sugar withdrawal symptoms and all these things. However, after that time period, you feel like, yeah, it's easy. You don't miss your sugar again. You know, it becomes easier after those initial days. Then, alhamdulillah, I went back to normal life. Although I ate very little sugar in my life, I continued my life. And then 2022, I said, no. I just need to get rid of this for my life, because I know as a nutrition coach what it does, what sugar does on a cellular level, right? I know exactly how bad it is. And I was like, yeah, sugar is the only thing that really doesn't provide you any nutrients at all. It is basically a useless thing, you know. It doesn't really benefit you in any way or shape in your life. So I said, like, okay, this is now, I'm going for the rest of my life, inshallah. I'm gonna, inshallah, I'm gonna basically get rid of sugar from my life for the entire life, inshallah, for the rest of my life. Now, why did I take that decision? Well, I wanted to actually take control of what I put in my mouth. I don't want to be seduced by any food around me. That's basically one of the reasons. And also, for personally, it was important for me because to train, to discipline myself. Like, okay, this is the thing I like to eat, and this is the thing I don't want to eat. So that is kind of a main mind training as well. Anyway, that was just a quick note about how I decided and why I decided to go cold turkey and stopped consuming sugar immediately. Now, if you want to succeed in this strategy, there are a couple of things you need to do in your life. Okay, so we are still talking about strategy number one, go cold turkey. If you want to succeed in this, there are a couple of things, and I really want you to pay attention to this so that you can, inshallah, really make it happen. Number one thing is, unsurprisingly, okay, get enough sleep. Because sleep is incredibly beneficial if you really want to curb your sugar cravings. And I mentioned about this in one of my episodes in sleep, how lack of sleep actually increases your cravings for sugary food. And that I even talked about certain scientific findings over there. So if you really want to actually reduce the sugar craving, because one of the reasons why you want to eat sugar is because you have the sugar craving, right? And one of the fastest ways to reduce it is to get enough sleep. And the science is very clear on that. So you need to fix it before you attempt to go all in, okay? So number one, get enough sleep. Number two, in order for you to succeed in this strategy, going cold turkey, you got to increase your protein intake. Yes, because eating protein actually helps you lessen your sugar craving. In fact, a study shows that protein has been shown to directly reduce food cravings. One particular study found that increasing protein in the diet by 25% actually reduced cravings by 60%. Think about that. Increasing your protein by 25% actually reduced your cravings, reduced cravings by 60%. So that's a big, big, big number actually. So what I would do is, you can basically put that in practice by increasing your protein intake, particularly increasing your protein intake in the very first meal of the day. So instead of eating those cereals as the very first thing in the morning or whatever you eat as a first meal, I would suggest to go high protein breakfast, like, you know, add some omelette, some smoked fish perhaps, or cottage cheese, beef jerky, or any other protein to your liking. If you like tuna fish, why not? And a tuna, whatever, make sure that you start your day with high protein breakfast. That would really help you curb the sugar craving as well. One of the easier ways to do it as well, find a good high quality protein powder and have a protein shake as a first thing in the morning. That would really help you reduce your sugar craving as well. So we talked about get enough sleep, number one. Number two, increase your protein intake. And number three, it's about eating whole foods. It's about ditching those processed foods as much as you can. Because end of the day, where do you find sugar? You find in all sort of processed food, right? So if you switch processed foods to eating whole foods, eating real whole foods, alhamdulillah, first and foremost, you are reducing the intake of sugar consumption anyway, as well as you are increasing the good stuff like vegetables, fruits, and all these things. So reduce your intake of instant foods and increase your vegetable and fruits and, you know, like real whole foods. Like if you want to eat rice, you cook rice and eat it, and not sort of kind of instant things. Whatever and whenever it's possible, try to eat whole foods. So that would be the third thing. The fourth one is to create a sugar-free environment. So just to recall again, I'm still talking about the strategy number one, goal turkey. And I'm just giving you a couple of tips to overhaul these things. Because if you want to really go cold turkey, you got to stick to these things before you start to do that. So get enough sleep, increase your protein intake, eat whole foods. Number four, create a sugar-free environment. Because let's say you have decided to go cold turkey, but your environment is full of processed food and a lot of sweets and soft drinks. It would make immensely difficult for you to go to avoid those sugar cravings, because you see that, right? It's all around you. So one of the things I basically advise my clients as well, I do at home, is the kitchen revamp. The kitchen revamp is basically, dumping all the sweets and sugar added products from home. I mean, yeah, it's easier said than done, but I don't see a better and more productive way than that. Basically, get rid of that what you don't want to eat. That's the fastest way to reduce your cravings and reduce the sugar consumption as well. Because if you see something, most probably you will end up eating that. It's very simple, okay? So create a sugar-free environment. Try to avoid and try to dump all those sweets out of your house and try to find good, better alternatives, inshallah. So that was about strategy number one. And I'll give you a couple of things what you can do to implement that strategy, right? Let's now talk about strategy number two. So the strategy number one is, as I said, it's very challenging. It's not for everyone. I really understand that. So that's why I'm giving you a couple of strategies. So there is always something in whatever and whoever you are, right? So strategy number one is for those people who can go cold turkey and really achieve what they want to achieve, alhamdulillah. So if that is not for you, then strategy number two could be yours. What is that? Strategy number two is to say no to certain food. Okay. Now, this strategy is, as I said, easier than the first one. So instead of saying no to everything that consists of sugar, you can first identify what sugar-laden food you eat most and just restrict some of them in your life. Now, this needs some elaboration and tracking. So what you need to do is, first and foremost, track your food intake for a few days and then identify those foods, or I call them food-like substances or drinks, that have the most sugar. What is the food that you eat that has more sugar? So most probably you know that already. If you don't know it, if you are not quite sure about that, you can track your foods for a couple of days just to get a hint of, okay, what is that I'm eating that has more sugar? Now, from my coaching people, particularly coaching people on nutrition, I see again and again, the most people consume a lot of sugar by drinking their soft drinks. Yes. These fizzy drinks are one of the biggest culprits in increasing your sugar consumption. So, for instance, according to the Coca-Cola website, okay, you can Google it, by the way, you can just go to the website directly and find this out. just a single can of Coca-Cola, which is 330 milli or 12 ounce, Coca-Cola contains a whopping 39 grams of sugar. I don't think about that. 39, almost 40 grams of sugar. And that is in a very small can. Some people have two or three or four a day, subhanAllah. And that 39 grams of sugar is far more sugar than what World Health Organization puts as an upper limit. Think about that. Perhaps you can recall that, right? I actually mentioned that in my last episode as well. You know, World Health Organization actually recommends no more than 25 grams of sugar a day. It's not from me. It's not from a dubious scientist. It is from World Health Organization. And they say 25 grams of sugar a day. So their recently updated recommendation is not to consume more than 25 grams of sugar for additional health benefits. So what is 25 grams? That is, which is around 5 to 6 teaspoons of sugar added, added sugar every day. SubhanAllah. Recently, I met someone who drinks like 5 to 6 cups of tea every day. Each cup has like 2 to 3 teaspoons of sugar, and you can make the math, right? It's incredible. And the problem is even people who are educated, like, you know, people like, I mean, that person is supposed to be a doctor. And I was like, SubhanAllah, how come that you have 18 teaspoons a day of added sugar, although you know exactly that it is very bad for you, right? So, SubhanAllah. Anyway, that's a chat for another day. Now, according to the communique of World Health Organization, their recommendations are actually targeted at halting the rise in diabetes and obesity around the world. Because one of the biggest problems nowadays is actually childhood obesity as well. So that's really creating a huge, huge problem. And as you probably know, diabetes and obesity have emerged as enormous public health problems on a global level. It's I wouldn't even call it epidemic. I would say it even pen on a pandemic level, subhanAllah. It's not just one or two countries that are affected. Rather, it's many, many different nations around the world are affected by this obesity and diabetes. So keeping that in mind, it's critically urgent to look for strategies to reduce our sugar consumption, right? That's what we are discussing in this episode. So my second strategy is to say no to things that contain the most sugar. So if you have the habit of drinking fizzy drinks like often, the best would be to avoid them fully. Or if that is a challenging task for you at this moment, for whatever reason, okay, then at least swap your drink with a zero calorie version, like from Coca-Cola, normal Coca-Cola to zero Coca-Cola. It is not to say that zero Coca-Cola is somehow better for your health. It has so many other chemicals that aren't really good for you. But it certainly has a lot less sugar than its counterpart. So if you can't really get rid of that fizzy drink for whatsoever reason, at least you can begin the journey by switching to alternatives such as zero cola. So here's what I suggest: either say fully no to that food that you consume, or look for healthier or better alternatives. So maybe healthier, or I can say less harmful alternatives. Okay, if you like donuts and desserts and sweets, and if you find it very difficult to, you know, go all in and say no, you can say no to donuts or desserts either completely, which is, I said, maybe difficult for you, or try less harmful alternatives. Maybe, trying sweets that are made by stevia or any other artificial sweetener. That would be a choice right now. It is still better than consuming too much sugar. Now, I just mentioned about artificial sweeteners, and artificial sweeteners, they have their own problems. It's really not not great for us. Artificial sweeteners, depending on what kind of sweetener that is, what sort of sweetener that is, what type of sweetener that is, it's not really the best choice always. However, among the artificial sweeteners, stevia is basically an artificial sweetener that is won from a leaf. And that seems to be right now the safest for most people, alhamdulillah. It seems to be the most researched one as well. And its reputation is good. I mean, if I can remember properly from the latest research, it is one of the safest for most people. But again, stevia is very expensive, number one. Number two, the stevia you get or you buy, it's perhaps not the stevia you are really looking for, because most of the time it's basically the name on the packet, but the content is unfortunately not what it really promises. Anyway, that's, again, I'm just putting out some alternative here. If you can't really, really avoid 100% sugar laden sweets and drinks, then at least look for healthier or less harmful alternatives, inshallah. You see, most of the time, all we need to do is make small changes in our life to achieve incredible results. I mean, just for instance, switching from sugar laden cola to zero cola, it's gonna have an impact in the long run. So these results actually take time, but you know, in months and years, you will feel a difference in your weight, in your energy, in most of the things, inshallah. So let's commit to one or the other things that we really want to do, and then even though those are very small changes, no problem. That's how any change start in our life, right? Let's commit to it and go for it, inshallah. Great. Let's continue our chat by talking strategy number three. So strategy, I talked about strategy number one, go cold turkey. Strategy number two, say no to certain things, right? Certain food. If you can't fully avoid sweets, okay, at least one or two things that you feel like you are consuming most of the time, and you know that it has too much sugar, and then say no to that food, you're basically reducing a lot of sugar in your life, okay? That's strategy number two. So strategy number three is restricting to a certain place or time. Now, if strategy two is difficult for you for whatever reason, then strategy three would be a good choice for you. Now, in this strategy, you don't basically restrict yourself to anything. Rather, you restrict your sugar-laden food only during certain times or places. So, for instance, you make yourself a rule that you don't drink your fizzy drink, or you drink your fizzy drink only on Sundays or only during your dining in a restaurant. Okay, so you make kind of a rule for yourself to say, I'm going to restrict it only for certain events or certain places. Or I'm going to restrict sweets forever. I'm going to restrict sweets. Generally, I will not eat sweets except if I go visiting somewhere or if I go to a restaurant, which, I mean, it doesn't happen every single day, right? If you go to a restaurant every single day, then it wouldn't be a good choice, obviously. But I'm just giving you a couple of choices to say, all right? If you feel like you go to a restaurant maybe once a week, maybe twice a month, and that if that's the only time you want to eat some sweets, alhamdulillah. So you are basically reducing all the other time, right? So that would be a choice. That would be a strategy that really works. So this way, you basically restrict your consumption to less often times, which then leads to less sugar consumption. So yeah, these are basically ideas that I not only just ideas and strategies, these things work. These are based on science, because you know, sometimes if you don't have clear rules in your life, most of the time you will fail. Because the reason, you know, let's say someone comes and provides you, let's say, a sweet to eat, and now you have a you have a rule for yourself that like, I'm going to restrict sweets on Sundays. And this guy, he's offering you on a Friday. Then you can say to himself, like, listen, I don't eat on Fridays. I eat sweets only on Sundays. Because you don't need to really now make a decision right now. Do I need to eat this? Do I want to eat this? Because you have a very clear rule, right? So having such rules, such strategies really help you a lot. If you really want, obviously, you know, if you don't really want it, then obviously nothing will help. But if you really want it, then obviously all these strategies will be very beneficial. End of the day, you are the architect of your life. I mean, you have choices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even given you choices, right? So it's up to you whether or not you want to take those choices. So I'm providing you with tools to enhance your life, to empower your life, and it's up to you whether you want to take it or not. So I really want you to, inshallah, spend some time thinking about what's the best strategy for you to implement in your life to reduce your sugar consumption. Maybe you can start with strategy three, and then go to strategy two, and then go all in. I mean, you can combine these things as well. So it's all up to you. I hope you will make some, make use of this episode and inshallah create a strategy for you, inshallah. Because the fact is, if you want to improve your life, you need to reduce the added sugar. It is one of the biggest culprits for most people in terms of destroying our body and mind. And I talked about that in my last episode in much more detail. So the choice is yours. Do you want to move towards a better version of yourself or a worse version of yourself? That's upon you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to come close to Him every single day. May He help us constantly work towards achieving the best version of ourselves. Ameen. Now that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I sincerely pray that this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. And last but not least, please subscribe to my podcast and share the podcast with your family and friends. Because by subscribing to my podcast, you are helping me to spread this message. And I would also be very, very thankful to you if you can spend some time, maybe a couple of seconds, reviewing the podcast. If you think it is worth leaving a 5-star, please do that. And also let us know how we do. Let us know what you want us to, inshallah, talk about in these podcasts, inshallah. And by sharing these podcasts with your family and friends, I'm confident you can make a difference in others' lives, inshallah. Until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.